is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Road School Moms Live. I'm one of your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino, full-time RVing mom to four beautiful kiddos and co-founder of Full Time Family, the resource for your full-time RVing needs for your family. I am parked today in beautiful, beautiful Zion. In fact, my camper is parked on the outskirts of Zion. I'm talking to you via the power of the sun. And we've been having such a wonderful time out here. I'm parked alongside some of my favorite road school moms, including Laura Hay Hamilton, Diane Felty, Clementine Beckstein, and myself. We're all out here. Earlier this week, Lisa Bobby was out here with us, and later this week, Amanda Bush will be out here with us. So we're having a wonderful time out here in the desert, on the edge of beautiful Zion National Park. And with me tonight, as always, is my beautiful co-host coming to you live from where? Where are you, Mary Beth?
I am in central Indiana this evening and so happy to be here from wherever in the world you are. As usual, I'm where I didn't think I would be. Isn't that the story of my life?
But you're always right where you need to be, right?
That's right. That's right. I'm going to stop predicting where I'm going to be, and then it'll just be a surprise to all of us, not just you.
Well, I sure as heck like to have you come out and surprise me here. I'm sorry. I got to tell the listeners, we are in the desert, like I mentioned four or five times in the intro, and it is dry, 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 and I will be drinking during the entire broadcast water. But I will also probably have a frog in my throat during the entire broadcast because it is just so dry. You take two steps and you feel like an absolute raisin.
Well, that's interesting because here in the Midwest, and I think this has been coming all across most of the country for the last 24 hours, but here in Illinois, Indiana area, it is wet, wet, wet. Like so wet that when you walk it, your feet squish in the grass. So,
wow. Yeah, wow.
We need to find a happy medium there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Excuse me again. So, like I said, we have been, I think this is the third radio show, or fourth maybe, that's coming to you via the power of the sun. My husband installed 1,000 watts of solar on the top of the camper, and he's definitely set on getting his money's worth out of it, and so we are no longer allowed to plug into campgrounds. And actually, because we've got all these other crazy people out here with us, we are actually working on a very funny parody. We recorded it last night. Thankfully, one of us out here can sing, and P.S., it's not me. it's going to be great, and I hope to be able to release it next week with a full-blown music video attached to it. And instead, what I did this weekend was I cleaned my rig, which was completely useless because it's absolutely covered in dirt again. But I cleaned my rig enough so that I could make a video of all the remodeling we've done in our rig. Did you get to see that?
Yeah, and I skated in here at the last second, and I will definitely watch the video as soon as our show's over. Can't wait to see it.
Yeah, so just to give people an idea of exactly what we've done to the rig and how we've pretty much ripped out all the RV furniture, painted the walls, added curtains, and really made it a home that on wheels that works for us. So if you haven't seen the video yet, you can go to our Road School Moms chat. I loaded it up there, or you can go to the Full Time Family's YouTube channel. How was your week this week, Mary Beth?
You know, my week was good. It's been a little bit crazy. We went this week and moved out of our sticks and bricks for the last time and sorted through things in storage. And I have to tell you, we've preached on this show for the past year about letting go of things that you don't need and all that stuff. And my goodness, it is so much harder than it really sounds. So We are at the end of that road, and I can't tell you what a big relief it is. We've carried that weight around with us over the past 3 years that we've been, I mean, really, we full-timed and had this house back at home that we needed to, you know, do this with, and I'm glad that's behind us. And we are excited to get back on the road, hopefully by about middle of next week.
Well, that's wonderful. And, you know, you are right. It is hard. I myself go through phases where I can be mercenary with purging items that I don't need, and then I revert back to the old me that needs to keep everything just in case. I went through this. I had a conversation with Clementine, who's parked next to me, just the other night, and so she started pointing out things that I would not need, and it worked. I was able to clear out a bunch of junk that I'm probably never going to use again, and if I am going to use, I can go get it. It's going to be fine. They'll have one at the Goodwill for me when I need it. So, but it's hard. It's hard to keep that momentum going. Just because you have the space doesn't mean you need to use all the space you have. And I was starting to feel very, very cluttered. I might have mentioned on a previous show, like I said, we're parked next to Diane Felty, and she has the smallest rig here, and it has the most open and welcoming feeling out of all the rigs. And I thought, I don't know what you're doing, but I want to emulate what you're doing. And she said, you know, truthfully, we don't have a lot of stuff. And I thought, yeah, and, you know, you're doing fine, so I guess I don't need all this stuff. It's going to be fine. But it's a little bit of a struggle.
Well, you know, one thing, before we left our rig, as you know, we're traveling without our rig right now. And I can't wait to get back there. I don't know if you do this, but, you know, even when I was in the house, whenever I was going to leave, I felt like, I mean, that was the cleanest that it ever was, right? I always had to make sure everything was done, all the laundry was done, everything was in its place. And before I left, you know, I'd been working on that whole thing about cleaning your kitchen counter off, and I hadn't quite got that done while I was, you know, there. But the night before I left, I'd done that, and so I'm determined going back to keep the kitchen counter clean. That's my big goal. You know, Jill Dinkins, I love her inspiration blog that she's got going on right now, and for the life of me, I can't think of the name of it.
I'll look it up while you're talking.
Yeah, do that and put that on our chat. But I love it. She's always posting little daily inspirations, and it's just about different things, and, you know, not about any one thing. And not too long ago, she posted something about what was your goal for this week, and I've kind of adapted that, you know, ever since then. Every week I think, now what do I want to get done this week? Nothing really has anything to do with anybody else, just some little goal in my mind, and so I was thinking this week about going back to the rig and keeping the kitchen counter clean. That really shows that you're all grown up, right, when that's your weekly goal, is to keep your kitchen counter decluttered.
You know, it's so funny what you're saying, because, Green Heart Inspires. And I just noticed, Jen Holt, that it's a secret group. So if you want in, just message myself or Mary Beth or Jill Dinkins, if you're friends with her, to let her know. The two things that you just mentioned, Jill Dinkins' group, which is super cool, right? It doesn't take a lot of effort. I love seeing that stuff on my newsfeed. Because she said, what's your goal for the week? That's when I decided in my head I was going to make that video over, because we had an old, outdated video and we didn't live in the RV like that video suggested anymore. And the kitchen counter clean. That was the other huge thing. Now, it resulted in my fruit bowl now living outside my rig, and I'm not sure how long that's going to last. But, gosh, I get so much energy from looking at my kitchen counter and seeing it clean. It's amazing. I'm able to actually focus on my business, focus on the homeschooling, focus on all the things that matter when these things are cleaned up.
The other thing for me, and I know this isn't for you because you don't live, you know, you live in a fiver, but for me and our, you know, we have a motorhome, is the dash. That is the biggest catch-all for us. Everybody goes up the steps when they're coming in, and they throw things on the dash, and it drives me crazy. So before I left, that was the other thing I'd done, excuse me, was to make a couple of little places for keys and a couple of little places for the things that I know are always going, because you're not going to change. You're not going to change everybody, right? I mean, that's what I finally realized after all this time. You're not really going to change them. You just have to see where the clutter happens and kind of see what it is, and if it's always the same thing, then you have to figure out some way to capture that clutter. So that's what I tried to do before I left. So the dash and the kitchen counter, that's my goal.
Oh, good for you, Mary Beth. You know, maybe this would be even beneficial for you and I both, but we've done not one but two shows on purging, and listening to those shows while you're purging could be just the inspiration you need. So if you go through our shows at RoadSchoolMoms.com, you'll find two words, Simplify Your Life, The Great Purge, and What to Keep, What to Toss. Those are two great shows that Mary Beth and I have done to inspire people to live simply. Mm-hmm. This show is about having a business on the road. And as I was promoting the show all week, I could see that some people might think, oh, my gosh, I can't possibly add a business to my homeschool life. You know, I'm a homeschool teacher. How in the world could I have a business? But the truth of the matter is a lot of us homeschool/road school moms have businesses on the road. We find a lot of identity in that, myself and Mary Beth, of course, and then just a lot of other moms come to mind right away. Stephanie Simpson and her Osborne Books business. let me think what else.
Melly, who
are you talking about?
Melly does essential oils. We had her on the show once.
Mm-hmm. Diane Felty, who I'm with, you should see her making these wreaths. If you go to our Road School Moms page, roadschoolmoms.com, I've loaded a little Instagram widget right there, and we're going to be doing these Instagram contests every week to pick our winner, because I really like how it turns out with the likes. Diane Felty makes these beautiful home decor burlap wreaths, and I've been watching her make them for the past couple of weeks, and it's just amazing what people do on the road to fund their road school. It's really, really interesting. And so I'm really excited to have Carol Parks on the show tonight. Carol is the mastermind behind Four Mom Schools Only, and she's been self-employed in some capacity for over 38 years, and tonight she's here to share some of her best advice on things like how to gauge whether a home business is right for you. That's a really good question to ask yourself. What big pitfalls should you be aware of before you spend a dime? I know Mary Beth and I have a whole list of things that we wish we did not do with our business. let's see what else. And the first and very most important thing you must do when starting out. So, Carol, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Hi, how are you?
We're great. Thanks so much for making time tonight to come on Road School Moms. We're really excited to talk to you.
Well, we're excited. I'm excited to talk with you, too. So,
Carol.
Yeah, and it really is possible to have a home business while you're homeschooling, and not everything is suitable for on the road, but a good many things are, and some of them are with a little bit of adaptation. So, it's a great thing to learn how to do, because you always have, I think almost everybody feels like that. At one point or another, they can use some extra cash, they can use some extra money for kids' college savings or whatever, you know, or an unexpected expense, which seems to, you know, regularly be part of life. So, and I did that with five kids, homeschooling five kids for many years, and different things at different phases of life. But it definitely is possible.
Carol, give us a brief introduction about how you got started in homeschooling and concurrently having a home business.
Okay. Well, I got started homeschooling. I actually started homeschooling my twins for kindergarten, and then we moved across the country, and I was in a bit of overwhelm, and so I put them in school, but hated the implications of that, and so ended up pulling them back out. And so during this time, I was doing some multi-level marketing and things like that, but it wasn't going very well, and so I went out and looked for a full-time job when they were basically school age, and during the time that I had pulled them out of or put them back in school, and it was really my home business and passion for home business was really born out of the frustration of that failed job hunt, because everyone said, well, you know, your experience is too old because you haven't been in the workforce for 10 years. And I finally thought, well, forget you. And so I had tried a lot of things over the years, but at that point in time, I had met a person who taught piano, and she taught on the other end of the city as me, and I had grown up learning piano and had taught in high school, taught other people in high school. And so she said, well, here's what to do. Just, you know, do this and deliver these flyers, you know, like make a flyer up, something like this, and deliver it within 5 miles of your house in a demographic that you think you can, you know, that would be willing and able to buy your service. So I did that, and I was like, oh, I only have one student. And I was kind of getting a little discouraged, and I called her and I said, I only have one student. And she said, well, don't worry, you'll get more. And so long story short, by, you know, the end of the first 4 months, I had something like 20 students and grew from there. And then we kept moving across the country to different places, and I kept starting it all over again everywhere we moved. So I kind of was so good at the marketing part of it that I had more students than I really wanted. But it was fun to get the students. It was just a little bit overwhelming to take care of them all once I got them. But eventually I left the teaching piano because it was a kind of a headache to try to motivate my own students in their homeschool stuff and motivate everybody else's students to play the piano. So, but I've also over the years sold life insurance and residential real estate, and currently I do almost completely copywriting and marketing consulting. And that was what motivated me to start the For Homeschool Moms Only website several months ago and start doing a weekly newsletter to homeschoolers, because I felt like, you know, I had things to share, even though my kids are now grown up, but my baby is graduating from college next month. So, but there were still things that I saw people saying, well, I can't do this or I can't do that. And I thought, oh, yeah, you can. So that was why I got started with that and the journey that's brought me there.
You've had such a diverse, such a diverse different background of home businesses than during your lifetime. That's so interesting. Can you tell us, Carol, how can our listeners gauge if starting a home business is really right for them?
Well, first of all, I think they need to ditch the idea that, you know, you have to be born an entrepreneur, because you're not born an entrepreneur. You might be born with some of the characteristics that people associate with it, but it's being an entrepreneur is a learnable skill. So I think, you know, first of all, ditching that illusion that, you know, I don't have the skills or I can't do that because I'm not a born entrepreneur is important. But then you know, it may be a phase of your life that you're in right now that's perfect for you to do it, or it may be a phase of your life where it's not perfect. And like, I have a friend, we were just with them this afternoon. They've got 7 kids that they're homeschooling. You know, to try to think that you're going to have run a home business, she does help her husband with his home business, but to try to think you're going to run your own home business and that show while you're homeschooling 7 children is probably delusional. much as you might want to think that you can do that. But so one thing you have to think of is, well, how much time can I devote to it? And that's going to be affected by the age and number of children you have and how much slack your spouse can pick up and things like that. So, I mean, there are lots of times my husband had to do evening activities, transportation when I was teaching piano, and he was willing to do that. But if you had if your spouse was not able to do that, then you're going to be a little more limited. So another thing you might want to consider is, like, what's your personality? What kind of, you know, I mean, that's maybe not so much affecting whether you run a home business, but what kind. Because if you're super outgoing, you would probably be bored silly with designing, doing web design or something like that, because you're, it doesn't fit. Excuse me. And so, and likewise, a tech person would probably go insane making sales calls every day. So you have to think about, well, how much people contact do I want? How much is appropriate for my life, for my personality? So, and then, you know, what are you looking for? Are you looking for current income or long-term growth, like making a business saleable? And they require a little different set of skills. And will it support your current income expectations and lifestyle? And, you know, so a lot of those things are things that may be true more in one stage of your life than another. As you're, if you've got newborns and toddlers, that's a little more limiting factor because they require so much attention, and they don't get, you can't train them to say, don't bother me for an hour. Where you might be able to train a 10-year-old to say, okay, you've got your work to do, and I've got some work to do for the next hour. That makes sense? Does that make sense? Are you guys there?
Yep, it sure does. I think we might have lost.
No, I'm sorry. I was muted because I was telling my 4-year-old that I needed this hour off.
That's hilarious.
So yes, that absolutely makes sense.
There's one more thing too that's important is how much potential does it have for your children to be involved with you? Because they can learn valuable lessons, and you can get tax deductions for paying them to learn those valuable lessons if they're involved in your business. So does it lend itself to that? That's something that's worth asking too.
I really love that question. That's really important. My children are very, very much a part of my business. If you ever get any correspondence from full-time families and you notice that it's addressed upside down or the stickers are a little sideways, it's because we work an assembly line in here with my kids, and I get a lot of rewarding. It's very rewarding for me to have them be a part of this business.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Carol, what is
there's all kinds of things that they can do too that people don't realize. I mean, you can have them stuff envelopes, you can have them clean the office, your workspace, you can have them lick stamps. Ooh, fun. I mean, but there are lots of things even at a young age that they can do, and they're since they don't have to pay Social Security tax and you do, if you hire them and take that income off of yours, you can avoid paying a lot of the taxes that you would be paying otherwise. So that's cool, I think.
Yeah, that's great. I know Mary Beth, four children, she calls them her road trip teacher crew, and they are they do all the legwork ahead of time to produce the learning plans that Mary Beth produces. So they're her R&D team, as she calls them. Carol, what advice would you give someone who's brand new to business, and what information do you wish you had when you were first starting out?
Well, I think the biggest mistake that I made and that most people make is getting the cart before the horse, because if you have a business, well, let me put it this way. If you do not have a customer, you do not have a business. And so most people create these gigantic plans, and they go out and they get legal help, and they print business cards, and they do all this stuff, and they don't yet have one customer, and they don't know how to reach their customers. So I think the biggest mistake is spending money on things other than finding your ideal customer and getting them to buy from you. And I'll tell you a little story of what I did. One of the businesses that I tried to do that chart that I didn't tell you about earlier was I had this idea that I was going to do golf and tennis gift products business. And this is back before the internet. And so I went to a sporting goods show and I bought thousands of dollars worth of stuff. And I had no earthly idea how I was going to find my customers for them. Needless to say, that business was a pure waste. It never developed into anything. I ended up selling stuff at craft shows for like pennies on the dollar. But I did not have a clue how I was going to reach my audience, and I bought stuff to sell them before I knew how I was going to reach them. Major mistake.
I think we can all look back to that, right, and think about all those things. Just like that's such a good tip about, you know, knowing who your customer base is and how to reach them first.
Yeah, yeah. And if you don't do that, I mean, you don't have a business without your customers. So your most important priority is how do I get someone to pay me for what I'm proposing that they pay me for? And then kind of going hand in hand with that is the most important skill you can learn is marketing. And I think a lot of people think that marketing is somehow evil. But, I mean, honestly, if you have the best product or service in the world and nobody knows about it, you don't have a business and you're always, I mean, that's what marketing is saying, telling people, hey, this is this is what I'm doing and here's why it's good for you. Here's why you need this and here's how it could be beneficial to you.
Carol, what are some other pitfalls besides, you know, knowing your customer base and the things we've talked about that, you know, our listeners should be on the lookout for and how they can be avoided?
Well, I think, you know, doing something on a whim, like going, well, that would be fun, and that kind of, you know, visualizing, will I be happy doing this 7 years from now? And, you know, I mean, not every business will have that kind of a length, but you know, you need to have something that you're doing that you enjoy most parts of doing, and don't do it just for the money, because at some point you will burn out, and you'll burn out a lot faster doing something you don't like. And so, I mean, I see a lot of people going, oh, yeah, I can make scads of money doing this, and so I'll do this, and they're chasing the dollar, and it's not a good fit for them. So there has to be some point of personal passion in what you're doing. So, and that kind of goes to a little bit back to the personality thing, that if you're super outgoing, you might be better in sales than doing websites or something techy, because you kind of put a square peg in a round hole.
Absolutely.
So. Don't chase the money. That's an important consideration, but don't just chase the money.
You know, a lot of us get really excited when we see the potential for a lot of money on the horizon, and so that's a really good thing to keep in mind. What would you say is the one most important thing that you've learned?
Well, actually, I was thinking about that a little bit earlier, and I came up with two and not one. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I think one thing to realize is that, you know, failure or success are permanent. So just because you fail once doesn't mean that you can't succeed in the future. Just you need to discern why you failed, but, you know, you can still succeed. Failure is not permanent, nor is success, because if you succeed, but you get lazier, sloppier, you assume that, you know, I got this bag in a bag, and then your competitors start, passing you up, you're going to soon discover that success isn't permanent either. So, neither failure nor success are permanent. You've got to kind of keep up with success if you've got it, and not let failure deter you if you don't have success yet. So that's one big thing that I think. And the other thing is, you know, like your business helps shape your character and who you become on this life journey. So ultimately, the investment that you make in yourself and your skills becomes the reason that you're successful. You know, I'm sure everybody knows who Donald Trump is, and he's famous for saying that if he lost everything, that he could rebuild. And people think he's saying it because he's cocky, but really he's saying it because it's the very lessons he learned on the journey that would support his rebuilding efforts. So your business becomes an integral part of who you are and your knowledge base, and nobody can take that part away from you. Even if you lost everything, nobody can take that away. You can go back and rebuild.
That is a really valuable lesson. I love that. So what final words of wisdom, Carol, would you like to pass on to everyone who's listening in on this call or maybe listening to this podcast later after tonight's show?
Well, I think to realize that, you know, I mean, whether or not it is the best stage for you to start a life business right now is kind of irrelevant. Anyone can run a home business because it's skill-based. It's not rocket science for the most part, haha. And there's no such thing as a born entrepreneur, but there is such a thing as a lot of hard work, and it will take some effort and persistence, but it's so worth the journey. You learn so much. You get an outlet. You contribute to the family income. It can be a blast.
That's true. You know, a lot of us homeschool moms rely on our husbands as breadwinners, and it's really very rewarding, like you mentioned, to be able to contribute to the bottom line of your household income and to make a positive impact that way. And I think that's a lot of us homeschool moms lose our identity in the everyday grind of homeschooling, and being able to have that outlet that we call our own is very, very valuable.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely. And most of these things that I've said also apply to dads who are on the road or want to have a home business. I mean, we're talking about a kind of a non-traditional lifestyle. And so, you know, earning money without a job, making a living without a, quote, job is, you know, that's valuable whether we're talking about for men or women.
It's true. I mentioned quite a few times, because there's so many of us that want to hit the road that don't know how to make that income piece fit in to the equation. And when you mentioned this different ways and different times, money is really just a tool you need to make your life what you want it to be. It shouldn't be your end all goal.
Right, right. Absolutely. So,
well,
yeah, and one of the problems that I think homeschoolers have is when they look on the internet and they go, well, you know, what can I do to make this happen? They get all this free, quote-unquote, wisdom on the internet, and the problem is that it's free. And it hardly ever takes into consideration that you might want to make a living without a job, homeschool your children, or live in a non-traditional lifestyle, like itinerant lifestyle. So,
Carol, where can our listeners get more information about For Homeschool Moms Only and about home businesses specifically?
Okay. Sometimes it's... you know, sometimes you don't know what you don't know. And so I put together a guide for what I believe are the 22 best home businesses, some of which would need to be adapted if you're on the road, but a lot of them you can do from anywhere, and even an itinerant lifestyle. And I've kind of distilled the lessons that I learned from, you know, these 38 years of home businesses and spelled out the things that work and don't. And plus, the 11 questions, some of which I told you earlier, but that absolutely you must ask before making your choice. So for less than a family lunch out, you can avoid a big heap of mistakes and make the choice that best suits you and your family and your lifestyle dreams. So you can go to www.forhomeschoolmomsonly.com/22bizideas, B-I-Z-I-D-E-A-S. That's for homeschool moms only, www.marybethpeterson.com/22bizideas. And then also for those who want to get on our weekly, get our weekly homeschool tips and encouragement, you can go to forhomeschoolmomsonly.com/newsletter-chorebusters, where we give kind of a way to help homeschool families manage the chores that, and with, manage the chores hopefully with good attitudes on your children's part. That's always sometimes the tricky part. But so the first one is for homeschoolmomsonly.com/22bizideas, B-I-Z ideas. And the second one, if you want to get our weekly tips and things, for homeschoolmomsonly.com/newsletter-chorebusters.
Well, this has been highly informative, and we really love talking to you, Carol. Thank you so much for all the information you shared with us tonight. I've been sure to already link your link that you just mentioned right there on the chat so the moms can see. Oh, Mary Beth is also linking it right on the chat for the people listening in can get connected with you. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time.
Well, I appreciate your time, too. And, oh, one other thing that I'll throw in here that if people buy the this like the for homeschoolmomsonly.com/22bizideas is $27, and for the first 5 people that buy it, I will do a half-hour consultation on your business idea and whether I think it's feasible for you and your life stage and family situation. So,
wow, that's terrific.
So, and that's, I mean, yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. And I, you know, and that's a great bonus because I do a lot of copywriting and so my time is highly valuable, but I would do that for your audience. I think it'd be a lot of fun to chat with them and help them figure out what makes the most sense for their life and business at this point.
That's a fantastic
deal. That's for the first 5 people.
Thank you so much, Carol. That is really fantastic. I know that Mary Beth and I both wish we had someone as knowledgeable as you to bounce our ideas off of when we first started. So that's a really great bonus and definitely would get someone in the right direction right from the start.
Yeah, well, thank you, Kimberly. I love home business. And if you can't tell, I love it. I think it's absolutely the way to go. And gives you the most amount of freedom of anything you could do. So I'm always for helping other people get going.
Perfect. Well, thanks again. And we'll definitely have all those links up at Rootful Moms all over the place. And thanks again, Carol.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Thanks, Carol. Oh, boy, that was super informative. Like I mentioned just before, I wish I had someone like Carol in my corner when I was just starting full-time families because, like you and I have mentioned in so many other broadcasts, all the mistakes we made, all the money we could have saved, all the time and effort we wasted doing, you know, some dumb things and some things that we just didn't know any better not to do. And it's really, I love finding these resources for our road school moms. So that they can avoid those mistakes that we made.
I was thinking today when we were posting information about this show, just thinking back. And I know you and I both can think about specific, things that we made mistakes on material wise or, in general or whatever. But I'll tell you that I was thinking today that probably one of the biggest pieces of advice that I can give someone is to, and Carol hit on it a little bit and you talked about it too, is not to chase the money. Because as much as that really is a part of most of the reason that most of us need to have a home business or need to, so have a supplemental income in our rigs or in our households, that's not always the best motivator. And sometimes it can even make you, I don't want to use the word desperate because it's really not a desperate move, but you just won't be as clear as if you really sit down, and you and I hit on this when we done our series back last fall about independent income and how to go after that, And that is just to, you know, you really have to find something you're passionate about and something that you really like to do and that you enjoy. Because if you enjoy what you're doing, then you're going to be good at it. And if you're good at that, that's, you know, that's going to shine through, you know, for, and attract your customer base. So that's probably the biggest piece of advice that I would have in something like that. What do you think?
I think you're so right, Mary Beth. Using passion as your compass as opposed to financial need as your compass makes the world of difference, because I find that using financial need as your motivation makes you make bad mistakes, makes you make bad decisions and bad moves forward in your business. Nothing in this world really can be led directly by money and be successful. Using passion as your compass and as your guide will always keep you in the right direction moving forward.
All right.
Yeah, so we had our second Instagram contest. Did you see that little widget I put there on the roadschoolmoms.com page?
I didn't. How did I miss that?
If you scroll down under the upcoming shows, you'll see a little Instagram widget. It's got like 9 little pictures there, and it's all the pictures that have been recently tagged with the tag Road School Moms. Last week we had the theme where we rode school. This week,
because we're talking
about businesses, we talked about how we fund our road school. And so as we're going to continue to do, the pages, the pictures with the most likes at showtime, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it will be the winner for that week's show. And the winner of this week's show is the Loomis 7. It says, folks always ask us how we earn money on the road. As you might expect, some careers lend themselves easily to a traveling life. Writers, designers, artists, coding experts, e-retailers. But if you're willing to think out of the box, you can make any career mobile. My husband, GM Loomis, installs sunrooms, green rooms, and patio covers to fund most of our travel. He does so by establishing an Instagram page showcasing his work, along with a collection of recommendation letters from happy people across the country, then connecting with local contractors as we go along. Thankful for his hard work and dedication to our dream, check out the hashtag Road School Moms to see how other full-time families are funding their travel. Well, the Loomis 7, I'm seriously impressed with this income, location independent income scheme is not the right word, but opportunity, and I love that it's working for you all, and you have had the most likes, so you win a copy of How to Hit the Road 2015. It is going to be released in just a few weeks, so the Loomis 7, when you have a chance, send me your email address, and I will get you the latest copy with all new information and all new edits of How to Hit the Road 2015.
That's awesome. So what time did I miss it earlier in the? I know I got in a little bit late when we started our show. So did you talk about your road school for this week, or you just have so much going on that you can't even think about it?
Mary Beth, here's the truth: when you live in the desert for over a month, you kind of lose all track of time. And when I went to go throw up my pictures there on Road School Mom's Facebook group of what my road school looked like, well, mm-hmm. because I had made my video, I had moved up all my pictures. And I couldn't then figure out which pictures were from this week, which pictures were from last week, what my road school looked like. Well, as you know, we're doing time for learning like you guys do. And my kids are also, my two little ones are using Teach Your Monster to Read, which was highly recommended by Stephanie Simpson, a foreign rep. It's a great, great program. Laura Hamilton came in and sat down with Tonya. As you know, Laura Hamilton is the Learning Pathfinder, and she gives us these amazing tips on how to maximize our road school educational motivation. So she sat down with Tonya and did a little extra reading work with her and was able to tell me what I need to focus on next, which happens to be word families. So we'll be focusing on that. And that's what my road school looks like. What did your road school look like this week?
Well, because we spent several little days last week moving and sorting, we kind of put road school a little bit on a hold towards the end of the week. But at the beginning of the week, we done some hands-on science things. A couple of my older road schoolers because we rely, especially when we're traveling, it's not so much when we're not traveling, when we're on travel days, and that's kind of how we've been for the last couple of weeks since we're not in our rig. They did tend to do a lot of online things because it's just easier. So we actually participated in a couple of self-paced Minecraft classes, which my kiddos absolutely love. I know we've talked about this before on the show, but it's actually scrafty.com over at When You Rise Up are the ones that we use. And so we've done a couple of literacy ones that follow the Little House on the Prairie books. And then my boys have done a couple of the math-based ones, one on geometry. So they done that earlier in the week, and then we kind of took mid to later in the week off with our last of our moving. And so we are ready to start fresh this week. I'm really excited about spring, and it's Earth Day this week, as you know, or may not know. I guess if you're in the desert, maybe you're not even thinking about Earth Day, but we're excited about Earth Day. My kiddos, last year, you know, Disney released a movie in theaters for Earth Day last year. It was about bears, and it was set in Alaska. I don't know if we talked about this before, but my kids were really into that. And this year, they're releasing one about the Monkey Kingdom, and I believe that is set in Madagascar. So we have plans to go see that this coming week, and we're working on some Earth Day printables and some classroom activities that really I found them all online. I found one that I'm looking for it right now, and I can't seem to put my hands on it, but I'll post it in our chat, that follows a book about a boy that is not very nice to the Earth. He throws trash all over, and he has all these bad habits. And so it's a book about that, and I ordered that from Amazon last week, and I'm anxious to get that tomorrow, and we're gonna use that as a base for our road school this week.
Awesome. Well, you know, Earth Day is on my radar because, as you know, we have the Full-Time Families Explorer Scouting group, and there is a special Earth Day badge that can be earned if you follow the criteria for earning it. And so we are going to be doing our Earth Day activities. I think Tonya's age level is building a fairy house, something involved with recycling and making sure you clean up trash, and all sorts of other criteria for earning your Earth Day badge. So our kiddos will be earning their Earth Day badge this week. And there's a couple things going on at Full-Time Families. As you know, voting is underway for the Not Back to School logo contest. Mary Beth, have you seen those logos?
I have. I love it. I voted on my favorite. And so we had so many great submissions. I absolutely love them all.
I love them all, too. I have actually not voted because I couldn't pick between any of them. They're all so fantastic. So that contest goes through the 24th. So if you have not voted yet, please go to Full-Time Families Facebook group and go ahead and vote. There's a special photo album in the group if you don't see it on the feed, and you can pick which logo you vote for. I did not attach the names to the submission, so we'll be announcing that next week who won that contest. Also, spots are going for the Not Back to School Road School Rally. If you have not reserved your spot, you're going to want to go to fulltimefamilies.com. And right there on the front page, you're going to see how you can do that. Make sure you get your spot because they are limited. Like I mentioned in the beginning of the broadcast, I recently uploaded a tour of my camper, and I'm quite pleased with how it came out. It is a really good representation of how we live, even though there's no dishes in the sink. I will say there's usually dishes in the sink. Having that bird's eye perspective and giving people a tour of my camper virtually has given me even more, it just made me enjoy my camper even more. Let's put it that way. So that was a lot of fun, and thank you again, Green Heart Inspires, Jill Jenkins, for inspiring me to get that done. That was something on my list for a long time. Next week, what's going on at Virtual Teacher before I tell people what's going on next week here?
You know, we are getting ready. You mentioned it earlier about how I like to involve my kiddos in Road Trip Teacher. And so what I done last week when we were in the car one day, I had everybody just kind of brainstorm about some of the new study guides that we wanted to. We haven't released a study guide on our particular destination for quite a while, mainly because my kiddos have fell so in love with copywork And, you know, we got off on that big tangent about doing copywork guides on specific subjects. And so I realized that it's been a while since we've done a destination study guide. So we are going to try really, really hard to collect that information on our way out of Illinois. And, again, I really don't know which direction we're going, so I can't plan too much. But we decided that, you know, it's time to do a destination study guide. So that's what's going to be new at Road Trip Teacher. Is just to stay tuned wherever we go, and there will be a study guide released probably within the next 2 weeks or so from where we've been.
Well, if it's any consolation, I vote west. Very, very fine west. It would be perfect.
No, I wish. You know what? We've got, we actually have, as you know, since we're talking about homeschool or, you know, homeschool moms and the businesses they run, you may or may not, if you're a listener, remember our show several months ago about the pilot car business, because that's what I do in my spare time, which I say that laughingly. But we have a project that we're working on that is going to probably take us out to the Northwest, not an area that I ever thought about spending very much time in, but it's a project that just came up, and it's just kind of funny because as I was sitting there talking about all the plans that I thought we had for the summer, and of course we know that we're going to be in Branson by the Not Back to School rally in September, but I had all these plans in my head of all the things that I wanted to do over the summer. And when this project came up, and it's something that's going to really give a lot of opportunities, it's something I'll be able to share within a couple of weeks. There is going to be opportunities even in our full-time families community. If you've ever thought about becoming certified or want to know a little bit more about that business, you're going to want to get a hold of me at info@roadtripteacher.com, because there are going to be some opportunities for that coming up. So Tanner said to me, he goes, well, Mom, why don't we just go there? Because I was talking, you know, with my dad's who, you know, I'm in business with, and he says, somebody's going to have to go up there and be on site. And I'm like, oh, gosh, who wants to go and be up there, you know, in New York, New Jersey area, right? And Tanner says, well, Mom, why can't we just go up there? I mean, you know, we can just take our rig and go up there for a few weeks. And I'm kind of like, well, that's right out of the mouth of an 11-year-old, right?
Right.
And so that is our plan for the summer. It just kind of evolved overnight, which is so like so many other things that we do, and I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, you just reminded me, last week we did a book club meeting with author Mike Graff. He's the creator of the Adventure with the Parkers series. And every month, we do we read one of his books. He's got 12 books in the series. They all are set in a national park. And then he joins us one day to do a Google Hangout where we talk about the national park, and he does a presentation. He's a professional presenter and professional weathercaster. He does a tremendous job of getting you all excited about a particular national park. This month's meeting was about the Great Smoky Mountains. So if you are traveling to that area anytime soon and you want to know all about the super cool things your children can do at the Great Smoky Mountains, all the things that you might not know exist there, the Ranger Lift program, specifically the Gecko program, which I'm totally obsessed about, you can go to the YouTube channel Full Time Families and find and watch at your leisure that book club meeting. And if you want to join us for the future book club meeting, please do so. I think our next one is about Yosemite. So you do not have to be reading the book to be part of the book club meeting, and one lucky book club participant goes home with the next book that we're reading. So it's a lot of fun.
I can remember the Great Smoky Mountains. You know, the Great Smoky Mountains National Park is the most visited in the country. There's your Road Trip Teacher fact for the week.
Mm. You're right about that. You are right about
that. I hope I'm not wrong about this, but I think there's nearly like 5 million visitors or something in a year.
Something ridiculous. It's like the most by far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next week, we're going to be talking about how to find the resources you need while you're on the road. Specifically, I mentioned earlier that Laura came and did some reading help with Tonya, and it's becoming more and more evident that the reading help is very valuable, but really Tonya needs speech pathology help. So I am on a week-long quest to find speech pathology help on the road, which kind of inspired me to think, well, there's lots of things that we need on the road, maybe tutors, maybe a whole list of resources coaches, what have you, and how can you tap into those resources while you're moving. So join us next week when we talk about how to find what you need on the road for your children or your family. And then the following week, we have another, this is going to be, let's see, that's the 26th of April. On May 3rd, we're going to be talking to Brianna Royale, who recently started her own virtual assistant business that is going gangbusters. So if you're interested in funding your road school travels with a virtual assistant business, I encourage you to tune in on May the 3rd for that show. I do know that I myself have a virtual assistant that I could now not live without. She is such a resource that I tap into every week. She's just a phenomenal person to have on our staff, and I'm so thankful to have found her, or she actually found me. So this is definitely a viable location-independent income opportunity. So join us for that. And then following that, we are going to do our Mother's Day show, which is going to be fantastic, tons of prizes, just really celebrating our road school moms, lifting them up and honoring them and all the efforts they do to make their family the amazing function and features that they have. So that's what's coming up.
Did you know, I have to tell you, Jen Holt just chimed in on our chat and says that it's actually 8 million visitors to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. How crazy is that?
Wow, that is crazy. And Jen Holt knows for sure because she was on that book club meeting, and she was the winner of the next book, Yosemite. So, fun stuff.
Awesome. Well, sounds like we have all kinds of great things coming up on the shows coming up. Is there anything else we need to talk about this evening?
No, I implore you to head this way. It would behoove you to head this way.
You know, you just never know, KT. You never, never know about me. I could just show up at your door at any moment.
I would love that. That would be fantastic.
I'd be a hero and for all my kids' eyes, that's for sure. You never know where the road trip teacher's going, that's for sure, because she doesn't even know half the time. So, anyway, well, listen, if that's all we have to talk about tonight, are you sure? Nothing else you want to say?
No, that's it. We are actually in the midst of an amazing windstorm, so I've got to go batten down the hatches and close the windows. All I see is piles and piles of sand going past my window.
Uh-oh. Well, you better get off of here and do that. And in the meantime, we will remind you to join us again next Sunday night at 9 o'clock Eastern, same time, same place here at RoadSchoolMoms.com. And until then, have safe travels and God bless.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Moms, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to RoadSchoolMoms.com.
The moderator has left the conference.